Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We just love you, love you, love you. Thank you for supporting Good Deeds. We love all the things that you do when you share our information on social media, when you actually buy advertising and sponsorship. We just love you, okay? But the mission here is we share other people's their missions in life, their purpose in life, their dreams, their goals, and of course your destiny in life. Because the most important thing in regards to media is what? Get visibility. Because if you get visibility, guess what? That increases your brand awareness. That has to increase your clients. That increase your opportunities because people see you. And, of course, you know it will increase your revenue because that's what we want to do. We actually want to be blessed so we can bless other people. You know, we're in the hot ATL, and you know, someone told me, and I had to do a, and I knew this, but when someone else said it that wasn't in Atlanta, it kind of made me say, you know, I'm in a place of great opportunity. Atlanta is considered to be one of the major locations if you want to get your hair done, ladies. You know, it's people here, you can pay as low as $50 to thousands of dollars to get your hair done that it lasts from one day all the way up to maybe 6 months. You know, we have a lot of industries here in regards of taking care of your hair. But actually, we are the number one almost, you know, of course, New York, California, you know, but in the South, Atlanta is one of the acting, film, production, kind of major mecca. A lot of films and production people are here. We know Tyler Perry's here. You know, what's the name of it? Bounce TV is here. You know, Impact TV has a branch here. It's major television and movie industries here. And you know, major movies are actually filmed every day here in the ATL. And the reason I bring that up, because we have an awesome, awesome young man that actually is going to be here. He's going to tell you, you know, we actually going to have real talk, okay? You need to tell your friends and family if you want to know some real talk in regards to acting from a young man. Because, you know, young people are, they be what, real? They keep it 100. I think that's the word. But the thing is, we're going to actually have a great conversation, and we have nothing. Well, excuse me, we have none other than actor Justin Gibson here with us in the house. Are you there, Justin?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds.
Hey, thanks for having me here. You know, I try to make as much of a busy schedule as I can. You know, I wish I had more of a busy schedule, but you know, I got time open, and, you know, I'm just glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, just tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life here in the ATL and abroad.
Okay, well, you know, I just recently turned 26. My birthday was on December 31st, and, you know, I've been down here for about a good 3 years. And, you know, I came down here with the sole purpose of trying to find a major opportunity within acting, you know, trying to find, go to, you know, hot casting calls, go to hot openings, things that's being shot, things that's going to be seen on the masses, you know, on the national platform and by the masses of many people. And that was my purpose of coming down here. You know, that was like a far-fetched mindset that I had. You know, I just pretty much came down here on the whim. I was hoping, I knew I was going to go through a struggle, but I thought the struggle was going to be brief, you know, and the amazing dream that I had envisioned it before I came down here turned out to be an amazing, horrible, miserable struggle as far as trying to make it. So it's really, really been rough, you know, for me trying to get somewhere with this acting because coming across the right networks and coming across the right privy information that can lead me to a tunnel where I can be seen to the masses. It's been rough and difficult, but I'm still on the process and I'm still trying to push forward to get to the right places. But it all takes about who you know and who you come across And if they have an open heart as well as the capability of getting you to that right platform, then you got to keep striving and keep, you know, walking forward until somehow, one way or the other, I can somehow see myself running into that person.
Wow, that's amazing. Let me ask you this. Let's step back a minute, if you don't mind. You know, because a lot of people, we look at TV and we want to be, you know, what's on TV. But what, in your case, Justin, that actually inspired you to want to pursue a career in acting?
Well, you know, when I look at TV, and I'll admit, you know, because I feel like as a human being, we are all imperfect, flawed individuals. So a part of me has a little envy towards the people that I see on TV, because I look at folks on TV in the majority of part, and I realize that it really doesn't take about who are you on the inside, what you can bring from within to out to benefit others. It doesn't matter about your character or your personality. You can pretty much sound like a stereotype and you can fall right in the cracks in the barrel. But if you come across the right networks and the right people, and if people like you and if they want to stand behind you, they will, and they can put you on TV where you can be seen. You'll be where you want to be. You'll be able to get your product or your business out. You'll be able to push your brand out through that receptacle. And, you know, it just always envy me for the fact that I have a lot of talent and I have personality and I do have character, I feel, but yet I can't come across the right network to be on scene on television myself, you know, so I can't really, you know, be cliche and talk about, you know, what it is to take to get there, because I have no clue. I know what it takes to get there. It's all about who you know. But as far as, you know, me seeing what it's like wanting to be on television and how can I maintain, I honestly feel it would have to take me getting there in order for me to fully, you know, process that in my mind so I can be able to dispel it verbally.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I always say this, Justin, you know, your story is not my story, and people need to realize that what took one person may not be the same, you know, and it may be similar, but you brought up a great point that I want to actually chime on a little bit in regards of when you said meeting the right people, you know, the big N word comes out, you know, networking. Because networking is very powerful, but the thing is, and I have found this out in Atlanta. I've been here since 2005. Atlanta has, you can go to it one networking event, Justin, and you'll see the same people at the same networking event. But like you said, you have to be at the right place at the right time, which that always happens. But networking, there's so many things to do here in Atlanta. What you think about that? Because it's so, I mean, how do you choose where to go and where not to go?
Right. And, you know, to kind of back up what you were saying about when you go to networking places, you see the same individuals. It's kind of a flip side to that. You know, it's a good and a not so good thing about it. The good thing about it is if you do see the same folks and, you know, y'all make conversation and y'all get to know one another, then y'all establish a connection or a relationship or an acquaintanceship or, you know, things like of that nature, then y'all can build a relationship. And when y'all hear about something going on, and if you hear about something going on, something that you're privy to, you can relate that information to the next person, and I guess y'all can communicate on that basis. But on the flip side to that, to the contrary of that, you know, if you do come across the same individuals and they're on the same exact level as you as far as trying to get somewhere, then it's like you won't necessarily grow unless you see each other grow. And once you start feeling that you grow, you have to want to help that other person grow, and that other person has to grow. Otherwise, it'll be moot, you know. So that's when the negative, you know, override the positive in regards to that, you know. And that was the first half of the question that you just asked. What was the second half? If you can refresh that to me.
Well, I was just concerned, I guess, because I have trouble with this myself. I'll just be honest. You know, there's so many things to do here in Atlanta. I mean, of course you have to see if your schedule and you're available. But how do you decide which events to go to and which ones you say, well, maybe I shouldn't go to this one?
You know, the thing about that is with me, you know, I just pretty much – follow the wind. Wherever the wind blows my mind, that's where I do, you know. So I really don't have much expectations on what I'll go to. There's times where things that I have that'll be a set appointment for me to go to maybe next week, and I'll know about it beforehand, and I'll go there. But that's every now and again. For the most part, it'll just have to naturally come to me. And if it naturally comes to me at a split-second moment that I should go there, I'll go here. But, you know, I really don't have, like, you know, foresee vision about where I'm going to go to until it actually comes next to me. And when it comes next to me, it literally has to be right next to, you know, both sides of my legs where I can see it looking down easily and I could just pick it up, as opposed to it being in the bushes and I have to search through the bushes or look through the bushes before I see, you know, the next opportunity or the next, you know, thing that's going on. It just has to come to me, and it just has to come randomly on a random basis.
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying, because you have to really, you know, because you're in the acting film, and, you know, I'm in media. Sometimes, I just gonna say this, the expectation or the perception of a thing, because people call you to spur the moment, and you need to, in my case, I have to get my whole team ready for me to do a TV production or something like that, but you have to, like you said, I'm echoing what you're saying, you have to be spontaneous, because a lot of times when you get invited, let's say, to a VIP event that you sometimes don't find out to the day of, or maybe a couple of hours before. Mm-hmm. So I commend you that you actually are willing to be spontaneous, because you never know when that opportunity may arise to be somewhere that, you know, you never know. Tyler Perry, one of the other big producers, may be at the event.
Right, and, you know, I'm at a point right now where I have been out here in Atlanta for 3 going on 4 years, but I still have a part of me, regardless of all the discouragement and regardless of all the skepticism that, you know, may come over my mind, I still got to keep a part of me open. Keep a part of me open as, you know, far as hearing people out, hearing folks out, because, like you said, you never know. So that, you know, you got to keep that doorway open where maybe possibly the right situation or the right person may walk in.
That's absolutely right.
And that comes with time, you know, because for a long time I was naive. I was gullible. I did go by what people told me and what people said, and I just wanted to believe them because I really wanted to get out of my, you know, present situation and be in a better one, but I wanted my talent to take me there. And I listened to what folks said, and for time and time again, people down here in Atlanta have lied to me, have rejected me, have overlooked me, have belittled me, have not did what they said they were going to do by putting action behind the words that came out of their mouths. So my, I guess my hardness as far as like my wall and my fence being up, it graduated over time. And it's not necessarily being negative, it's just being aware. I'm aware that there's a whole lot of snakes and a whole lot of vouchers out here. I feel like I can decipher the ones that are genuine and the ones that aren't. And for the most part, I come across people that aren't genuine. And when I say most of the part, I'm talking about maybe 97.5 to 98%. And there's 2% that are genuine, but that's every few far in between. So I pretty much take things as it comes.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and I try not to just to get the word. I said my C word. The audience know what I'm talking about. And the C word is competition. I always use an analogy of the sun, the moon, and, you know, of course, we love pizza. You know, if you slice that pizza, everybody can have a piece of the pie. And people do not realize what your purpose in life is totally different from mine. So we can be both in media. We can even have an event together, because that'll do several things. My audience may be similar to yours, but it may be different. And then another thing, guess what? We actually put our resources together, I mean financially, and also create creativity, because my creativity is not like yours, but it's a process, just like you said, Justin, because everybody don't get that. People want to get, you know, what's the saying? They want to take care of themselves instead of helping the whole village.
Right. And, you know, like with me, it's like, I'm going to be honest. I don't ask for a handout. I don't like handouts, but if the handout is given to me, meaning if help is given to me, I'm not in a position where I can be stubborn to not accept it. If I need it, I'll take it. But more so than looking for handouts and just looking for folks to, you know, give things regardless of what it is, whether it's the opportunity with the acting or whether it's just any opportunity or any assignment in general. Like, I'd much rather, you know, ask for an opportunity to prove to myself that I can do what I always feel in my mind that I could do, and that my potential is a whole lot far wider and broader than my actual present circumstances.
That's right. That's right. And I commend the audience. You hear this from a young man is saying he wants the opportunity, because a lot of people, I hate to say it, they want a handout. I mean, but if you give somebody an opportunity, just like Justin said, they will show up and they will actually show what they have to bring to the table. So that's what we need to do. We need to show up and be ready. What is that? Be ye always ready, because you never know who you may meet. A lot of people I meet at the grocery store and getting gas. I mean, I met a client getting gas. I mean, so you need to always be yourself. That's what I'm. What we're trying to tell you is be yourself, because after a while, whatever behind that mask gonna come out, and you're gonna be like Justin said. You're not gonna be genuine. You're gonna say all this stuff, and you're not gonna put it to action. But Justin, I wanted to ask
and
you.
You're right. You know,
what type
the thing
of
with me is,
I have more.
I'm in more of a dark shadow than a mask, because I'm open, but I feel like the shadow is cast over me, because a lot of the people that I come across, in my opinion, I feel like they're threatened by me. I feel like when they look at me a certain way, they already got a perceived perception about me that might seem belittling until I open up my mouth and I talk to them and they realize that I'm my own person. You know, just yesterday, some lady that called me about some supposed opportunity where I had to pay for it, acting opportunity, which I refused to do. She pretty much just tried to belittle me by saying that, you know, I come across three twins just like you. I'm like, there's nobody like myself. And I feel like, how can you say you come across somebody that you've never known aside from just a few minutes of the day where we, you know, interacted with one another? You don't know how I wake up in the morning. You don't know what side of the bed I wake up. You don't know the way that I walk. We do the general things. We walk, talk. We, you know, go to, you know, do what we got to do. We all do things the same exact way. We're all imperfect. We're all flawed. But you're not there every single minute of every single second of every single moment of my life. So for you to say that is crap, you know. And I come across a lot of folks who try to put me in the same exact tadpole with everybody else. But regardless of what any other human being may think in regards to me and my movements, I don't feel like I'm like anybody else. I feel like I'm my own person. And I'm my own man. And a lot of folks that I come across where, you know, I'm going there trying to see what I can get or trying to seek something out of the moment that I'm there, I feel like they feel a little threatened by me, because they know that if I did have that little small beam of light on me that I could shine and my potential could rise to, you know, the way that I envision it to. But that's just me, though. And it's not, I don't feel me being arrogant. It's just me being honestly confident in myself, but I'm not confident and faithful in, you know, the people that I come across, because for the most part, the reactions and the receptions that I got from people has been to my dismay.
I know what you're saying. What type of acting do you like to do? It seems like, from what I'm sensing, you're very diversified. You can do almost a lot of things.
Did you hear me?
Can you hear me, Justin?
Yeah, I can. Did you hear me before?
Yes,
Okay. I just accidentally cut my phone off speaker. I had it on speaker the whole time, but I just cut it off for a few seconds, and I was talking to you through the phone as if we was just, you know, I had my headphones on. So, yeah, glad you heard me. But my bad.
No, you're doing great.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna come back, and actor Justin Gibson is gonna continue this dialogue, and he's gonna tell us the type of acting he likes to do. He's gonna tell us how we can contact him, and he's just gonna really keep it real, okay? Keep it 100, as the kids say. We're gonna have to keep it real in regards of acting. You can't, it's not overnight. Now, anything you do is not overnight. So what we're going to do right quickly is we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. If you want to know more about how to advertise with us, sponsorships, all the things we do, we have a Christian-based platform called Sunday Soul Service. We actually have a health talk series that we're doing. It's a lot of things that we're doing, and to know more about me and the things that I do with my speaking in regards of the coaching, media coaching, you go to www.reneesunday.com. We actually having an awesome conversation with actor Justin Gibson. He's just been keeping it real with us about acting. You know, everybody wants to come to Atlanta, but you got to realize it's not going to be overnight, okay? But Justin, tell us a little bit about what type of acting you like to do.
Well, I'll tell you first the type of acting that I have done, you know, over the course of wanting to pursue this thing as a passion, as a full-time thing. I've only done, like, local, small, independent things, like short films, webisodes, interactive theater, gospel stage plays. You know, pretty much everything that goes on around the city, anything that I can have access to. But what I really want to do more than anything is I want to be on television and I want to be on film. I mean, actual television where I can be seen over the nation, perhaps international, and I want to be in the big screen. But it just seemed like it's too far-fetched for me to accept that as a realistic possibility, and that's why I just feel that I'm confined to do the small local things around Atlanta, you know? Hello?
Things, they actually can be seen on, that's how they peak people. I know Tyler Perry actually does that. When he goes, from what I've heard, when you he goes to little smaller things, and that's how he actually peak on his next film. So we want to tell you, you can't stop. You can't, don't stop. You got to get it. You have to continue in your purpose because you are been predestined to do your acting. So we want to encourage you to continue in your walk and don't give up, okay?
All right, definitely. You know, and that's all I can do. That's all I can do. I really can't have much expectations. All I got to do is just go along with the flow, wherever the wind breezes me to go, whichever direction, whether it's east, west, north, south, northwest, north, south, southwest, you know. But, yeah. I'm definitely still, you know, in the stride of, you know, in the process of trying to get somewhere further with my talent. But it's all about, like I said before, who I come across, and so far I haven't came across the right people.
All right. And I want to do a mic check. You can hear me, can't you, Justin?
Yes, I can. I'm outside, so
okay,
the cars
okay.
Are going down the street. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're just wonderful. Now, we want to just really, really thank you for taking time out and being here with us on Good Deeds. We want you to, any last minute, you know, information you want us to know, how we can contact you, and also your social media information, and how any last word that you have on your heart that you want to share with us.
Okay, well, first, my phone number is, you know, 706-299-4404. You know, I guess if anybody hears about anything, you know, pertaining to acting, they'll have my number so y'all can hit me at that. My email is polkagreen polkagreen@yahoo.com. My Facebook is Justin Gibson. My Twitter handle is @jgibs, @jgibs89. And the last thing I have to say is thank you, Renee, for having me on, and, you know, I appreciate it.
Oh, well, we thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us, and we'll continue to be in contact with you, and we want to let you know that we're just so proud of you, but continue in your walk and continue the good deeds that you're doing.
I'll try my best to do so.
All right. Well, you guys, we're hearing the real deal about the thing is with your purpose, you have to just walk it out. You got to believe in it. You got to trust it. And guess what? You got to walk it out. We just had a great conversation today. But guess what? You know, we're going to end the show with an awesome, awesome track. You know, we got to always have our awesome track. We continue to support people, and we need to remember, if you help somebody else, not just always for yourself. When you actually help somebody else, guess what? Things will happen for you. You can't be selfish. You can't be jealous. You can't have any competition. You have your own purpose. And if you do your purpose, guess what? I can be in my purpose. I love you, love you, love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing. beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit. Prepare.